This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
We're in Ephesians chapter 3 today. We're going to begin in verse 3. However, we're going to take it back to verse 1 just to give ourselves some context. Paul the Apostle, writing this letter to the church in Ephesus, is now in prison in Rome. And that takes on a flavor, if you will, of everything he's saying and everything that's going on here. Let's pick it up back in verse 1, chapter 3, book of Ephesians, says, I, Paul, the servant of Christ, am here in jail because of you, for preaching that you Gentiles are part of God's house. And no doubt you already know and that God has given me this special work of showing God's favor to you Gentiles, as I briefly mentioned before in one of my letters. God himself showed me this secret plan of his, that the Gentiles too are included in his kindness. I say this to explain to you how I know about these things. In olden times, God did not share his plan with these people, but now he has revealed it by the Holy Spirit to his apostles and to his prophets. And this is the secret, that the Gentiles will have their full share with the Jews in all the riches inherited by God's sons. Both are invited to belong to his church, and all of God's promises of mighty blessings through Christ apply to them, both when they accept the good news about Christ and what he has done for them. Now, the mystery of God's salvation, according to Paul the Apostle, was something that had to be known only by God. Man, you see, would have never found it on his own. Heaven certainly knows we looked. Man, some of us are still looking. It came to us now as, I guess, more than just a memo. In fact, it had to be demonstrated for us to fully realize it with all of its wonderful intrinsic ramifications. For Paul the Apostle, this mystery came by revelation, the text tells us. In other words, quite simply, God told him. Now, I have to say, a lot of people claim that God told them something, and I think that that should be something that is truly a daunting claim, because if he didn't tell us, well, we're liars. Think about it, liars about God. Now look, there's never a good time to lie about anyone, but hey, that particular lie, it could prove to be quite expensive. We should never be cavalier about such a claim as saying God told me. If God did supernaturally communicate a great truth to someone, it will be naturally manifested, or proven, if you will, over the days and the weeks and the months that follow someone's claim. Paul has actually had, I don't know, around 2,000 years of scrutiny concerning his claims. It's funny, but we're far more willing to tell people what God told us rather than actually live out what he told us. Even Jesus himself expressly lived out the things that the Father was telling him, not just claiming to be some guru and a sage of wisdom for people to come and get some truth like a fortune-telling machine. Verse 7, going on in our text, Paul writes, God has given me the wonderful privilege of telling everyone about this plan of his, and he has given me his power and special ability to do it well. Just think, though I did not deserve it, and though I am a useless Christian that there is, yet I was the one chosen for this special joy of telling the Gentiles the glad news of the endless treasures available to them in Christ. Verse 9, and to explain to everyone that God is the Savior of the Gentiles too, just as he who made all things had secretly planned from the very beginning. Well, Paul the Apostle here in this passage wants to make it clear that he was not some self-appointed minister. This wasn't a career move by Paul, that's for sure. He didn't travel on down to Dallas Seminary and get some sort of doctorate. And he wasn't one of those thousands of armchair pastors either. We need to always be on guard against seeking our own ministry above that which God has so designed and prepared for us. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk in them."
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.